It was the 2016 US election that turned fake news into a global concern, but nowhere is this concern greater than in Indonesia, where social media use is among the highest in the world and news hoaxes are a daily challenge. So as 190 million voters prepare for national elections in April, Indonesian NGOs are working around the clock to fight fake news at their source, hiring fact-checkers to debunk falsehoods they fear could damage the two presidential candidates and even swing the election result. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker filed this report.
Indonesians are obsessed with social media. On Facebook, Twitter and WhatsApp, Indonesia is in the top five countries worldwide when it comes to users. And one recent survey found almost half of them are exposed to fake news stories every day.
Hello, untuk masuk seleksi.
I've been bombarded by hoaxes, this man says.
Bombarded banget sih.
Ross Tapsell, an expert in Indonesian media, says like much of the world, Indonesians get most of their news from social media.
We're seeing a decline in trust in mainstream media and a turn towards alternative sources, and that's when conspiracy theories resonate.
Fake news and hate speech are rampant in Indonesia. When President Joko Widodo met China's richest man and Communist Party member Jack Ma recently, false news stories spread online alleging the president is also a communist. An inflammatory claim in a country where hundreds of thousands of communists were massacred in the 1960s. With presidential elections due next month, Jokowi, as he's known, has become a key target for online trolls who paint him as a communist or a closet Christian or even Chinese. Wahyu Diapmika heads digital media at Indonesia's Tempo magazine.
Some are being paid to spread buzz, spread hoaxes, spread false information about their opponent.
In the most recent presidential debate, both Joko Widodo and his opponent Prabowo Subianto were accused of cheating, one using special earphones, the other Google Glasses. In response, teams of hoaxbusters have sprung up across Indonesia to counter fake news stories at their source. One group, Mafindo, has hundreds of volunteers working to debunk hoaxes online before they go viral. Its founder, Aris Sasmito, says 4 to 5 hoaxes a day circulate on social media.
People will actually believe that it's the truth.
But they struggle to keep up in the face of cyber trolls or buzzers in Indonesia who are paid to spread fake news, often using thousands of fake accounts on social media. Facebook in January deleted hundreds of accounts in Indonesia linked to hoaxes and hate speech. President Joko Widodo has gone further, ordering police to crack down. Three women were arrested last month for telling voters the president supported gay marriage and would ban the Muslim call to prayer. 9 million people believe those rumours, he said. If we do nothing about it, the number will reach 15 million. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.